Introduce yourself, Ray.
My name is Raytheon Boona.
And what do you do?
I am a machinist. On the most recent film in Africa, I was... What was I called? Head machinist. Between being that, I'm also a senior model maker. Well, leading hand model maker, I guess. And have had my own machine shop.
Yeah, and you're an interior designer by trade.
Interior designer by training. I've never worked in the field. And
what was it like in Africa? What were you working on?
I was working in the weapons department mainly.
On what movie?
On Fury Road, which is the latest installment of the Mad Max franchise.
I didn't even know that's what it was called.
Yeah.
So, what's it like working in Africa? That's what I want you to tell the people, Boona.
It is. It's confronting. Namibia doesn't have much greenery for a start. We arrived at an airport on the coast called Walvis Bay, and not a lot of trees around. Get used to the colour brown. There's some very big sand dunes in the area, massive. The locals are generally lovely people. Unfortunately, the production being what it was, we were forced to work with the lowest qualified people in the country. Not in the country, but the available people in Swakopmund and Walvis Bay.
As labourers or as
tradies? As labourers generally. We did employ some more experienced tradespeople at a much higher rate, but I think the onus was put upon the company by the government to employ more people at a lower rate than they wanted to. Originally, the Kennedy Miller Mitchell, the production company, wanted to employ half the number at double the wage, and the government said no, other way around.
Maybe you get higher employment rates.
Exactly.
Yeah.
More people fed, less money.
What was Africa like? That's really what I want to get the guts of it. You said the colour brown. Get used to no trees, but
if you travel inland after an hour and a half, the brown dissipates. And you get into the rolling green tundra that you've probably come to expect on, you know, wildlife documentaries and David Attenborough specials, you know, Life in Africa. It's beautiful to see that.
But when I turned up on this movie, Bernie, you said, it's so nice to get out of a third world country.
It is. Yeah. It is. I think, it was, we were working in a small town called Walvis Bay, which is, I think, one of the biggest fishing ports and probably the biggest refit port in southern Africa. And the workshop was on a road with at least three, I think, very large fish processing plants, processing the fish but also all the waste products of the fish. And it smelled disgusting. It was, if you didn't feel sick before you arrived at work, which you often did because of dietary issues, you would feel sick pretty shortly thereafter.
Is that why you want... So were you happy to stay there or were you glad to get home?
Well, I returned because a loved one required medical attention, ongoing medical attention, so I returned early after 5.5 months.
But were you glad to come back?
Oh, very glad. Yeah, huge relief, you know. I mean, in between being there, I arrived in February, but in April I went for a 7-day holiday to New York. Just for a first world fix. I really needed it. I wasn't homesick, I was just first world sick.
Yeah, I get it. That's all we got time for, Boona.
Thank you, Ian. Good
Thanks.
To speak.
See you later, Ray.